Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A major dam collapses in Ukraine.
Evacuation of, at the very least, thousands of Ukrainians.
Another 2024 hopeful makes it official.
Christie is trying to carve out a space in this really crowded field.
California officials not happy with migrant flights.
Wrong, cruel, inhumane, and also potentially illegal.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Matt Piper in New York, and we're going to begin with breaking news in Richmond, Virginia, where multiple people have been shot during a high school graduation. Our TV affiliate WTKR says there are at least five gunshot victims. Jonathan Young is a Richmond school board member who was there.
Multiple persons down on the street. Again, I have not observed anyone with a gunshot. I attribute most of those injuries to, again, either shock and or persons that were trampled by the literally hundreds of persons who were sprinting to get back inside the building and to safety.
Now to the war in Ukraine, where there's been an attack on a major Russian-held dam. It unleashed a torrent of water that flooded villages and forced 17,000 people to evacuate. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We know there are casualties, including likely many deaths, though these are early reports and we cannot quantify them right now.
Ukraine is accusing Russian forces of blowing up the dam and a hydroelectric power station. Another one's in for 2024. Former Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is launching his second presidential campaign in Manchester, New Hampshire. Correspondent Kately Hewen Burns is there.
He's hoping to really base his campaign here in New Hampshire, where voters in the primary are a little more independent-minded. And he's betting that there is some willingness to move on from the former president.
California officials have their eyes on Ron DeSantis. They believe the Florida governor is behind whoever put migrants on private planes, promising them work and housing, then dropped them in Sacramento. CBS's Dina Dermetrius spoke to the state attorney general, Rob Bonta.
We believe these individuals were lied to, deceived, manipulated, exploited, and abused.
Officials in California say both flights originated in New Mexico.
The evidence indicates that this was an official act of the state of Florida.
Last year, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and state officials used taxpayer money to fly 49 Venezuelan immigrants to Martha's Vineyard from a Texas shelter.
The Statue of Liberty may need some eye drops. There's a whole lot of smoke from Canadian wildfires blowing through the Northeast as officials warn that the air quality is deteriorating. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
The air quality alert remains in effect for most of the Northeast, at least through the next 24 hours.
There are more than 100 wildfires burning in Quebec and Ottawa. Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's a major golf merger. The PGA Tour is partnering with the Saudi Arabia-backed LIV Golf, ending a bitter rivalry between the two that sparked an antitrust lawsuit and accusations of unfair behavior. CBS Sports golf writer Patrick McDonald says the deal will end all litigation between the parties.
I think the main thing is the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour and Live Golf, they've created this new commercial entity. So the PGA Tour is a nonprofit, so they're going to be able to stay and operate that way. But they have this new arm sort of with the PIF that's going to get an influx of that cash.
News about the way you may be listening to us at this very moment. A House panel has been looking into a bill that would require automakers to keep including AM radio in new vehicles. New Jersey State Police Lieutenant Colonel Christopher DeMays testified that AM radio is critical.
Life-saving value of AM radio clearly outweighs the incremental cost to improve AM reception in electric vehicles.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A new study in the journal Radiology says artificial intelligence can do a better job than the standard clinical risk model when it comes to predicting breast cancer. Here's CBS's Astrid Martinez.
Researchers from Kaiser Permanente, Northern California, applied five different AI algorithms to thousands of mammograms and found each one was better at predicting the five-year risk for breast cancer than the standard risk model known as Breast Cancer Surveillance Consortium, or BCSC. That model uses information including age, family history of the disease, whether the patient has previously given birth, and whether she has dense breasts to calculate a risk score, whereas AI just uses the mammogram itself.
She was the voice behind a huge 1960s hit and bossa nova classic. Brazilian singer Astrud Zaberto has died at 83.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
An American scientist based in South Africa says he and his team found evidence our ancient cousins had burials thousands of years before we started the ritual.
To travel back in time, paleoanthropologist Lee Berger first heads underground.
These caves are filled with fossils.
The U.S. explorer says he and his team in South Africa have discovered the oldest burial site in the world, predating human burials by at least 100,000 years.
That we have discovered a non-human species that buried its dead in a ritual fashion.
Fossil remains of the Homo naledi were uncovered in these caves around a decade ago. Since then, researchers have kept squeezing into them looking for clues. Researchers say they'll keep exploring to unlock the complete story of human evolution. Ian Lee, CBS News.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, June 6th, 2023. I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce Season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.